Shalom. My name is Yair Davidi. I'm speaking from Jerusalem in Israel, the capital of Israel. I'm speaking on behalf of Brit Am. Brit Am is the name of our organization, which has the purpose of proving the whereabouts of the Lost Ten Tribes, where they are and in what condition they are supposed to be. And in revealing or propagating the results of our research as to their whereabouts, and in working for the reconciliation between the Lost Ten Tribes, represented frequently in the Bible by the figure of Joseph or by Ephraim, of reconciling them with the Jews, who are known in the Bible as Judah. These are the three R's of Brit Am. This is what Brit Am stands for, and this is the purpose of Brit Am. So we're not out to save the world or to convert people to any particular type of religion or to do any other great and marvelous deeds. We have a very limited goal, but it's important. And this goal requires a lot of work, a lot of effort, and it is important. It can have great significance in the world today, and it needs funding, it needs support, and we're asking you to support us. And at the least, we are asking you to listen to our message and to understand what we are about, and to hear us with an open and a good heart. The Lost Ten Tribes play a very important part in Scripture, as we will see. We have traced them to peoples of Western Europe and from there to North America, peoples who play an important role in this world. And our message is a possible great significance and a practical application. So please listen to us. We have a lot to say, but the present talk will only very briefly touch on a few aspects of our subject, and that will be limited almost entirely to a biblical perspective. Originally, as you know, there were 12 tribes of Israel who came out of Egypt. They were once very, very numerous and ruled over a good portion of the Middle East. 10 out of these 12 tribes were exiled by the Assyrians. They lost their identity. They lost knowledge of who they were, and knowledge of who they were was lost to all other peoples. These tribes became known in popular terminology as the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. We have traced these lost Israelites to Western Europe and to their descendants overseas. They became particularly important in the British Isles and in North America. This can be proven from historical, linguistic, archaeological, mythological, and related evidence. As we have said, at present we are talking almost entirely on Scripture and on a few proofs from Scripture, and that in a very summary and brief fashion. The Bible speaks frequently about the Ten Tribes and attaches a great deal of importance to the subject. Predictions in the Bible concerning the Lost Ten Tribes may be divided into two categories. Descriptions in general, such as their future places of location. This is the first category. And roughly speaking, this category concerns biblical indications as to where the Lost Ten Tribes will be in the end time. The second category concerns blessings. It is connected to the first, but we have just distinguished between the two. And the blessings are biblical prophecies that say how the lost ten tribes in the end times will be blessed, and give an indication of what their destiny was to be, and how the blessings were to be fulfilled. And then, once we have clarified that, we look for peoples and nations who appear to have fulfilled these blessings, and then when we say that at least such nations are candidates, as representatives of the Lost Ten Tribes in prophecy. And from that stand, we can go on and develop our research further into this subject and see how other factors and other information and proofs confirm or negate our initial assumptions. It had been prophesied that the Lost Ten Tribes would lose their identity, because spiritually they would be considered non-Israelites. They would assimilate to the ways of the nations around them, and even before they were exiled, they had already gone in the ways of the nations around them, and that was one of the reasons for their exile, as explained in detail in 2 Kings chapter 17. The prophet Hosea says in chapter 9, verses 16 to 17, Ephraim is smitten, my God will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations. Hosea chapter 7, verse 8 says again, Ephraim has mixed himself amongst the peoples. In Hebrew, Ephraim ba'amim hu yitbolel, meaning literally, Ephraim will be assimilated amongst the peoples, in plural. Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 8 says, Backsliding Israel, according to the context, in this case is talking about the northern ten tribes of Israel. He says, backsliding Israel has committed adultery. I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. She was cut off, cut away, put aside from belonging to the spiritual house of Israel in the religious sense. Nevertheless, Ephraim had a material and historical role to play of the utmost importance for herself, for our understanding of prophecy, for Judah and for all the nations of the world. Hosea also says in chapter 1, verse 9, again addressing the lost ten tribes, the northern ten tribes of Israel who were distinct from Judah, addressing them, he says, you are not my people and I will not be your God. According to the Talmud, Yevamot 17a, after a discussion of various legal aspects concerning who the lost ten tribes are and what their status should be, especially concerning Judah, the Jews, how religious Jews should relate to descendants of these lost ten tribes who did not necessarily know who they were and certainly did not practice any of the covenantal law that had been given unto Moses. The Talmud decided that legally they must be classified as Gentiles for all extents and purposes. And in making this ruling, the sages relied upon biblical passages and biblical parallels and on the authority that they had been given by God through Moses, as explained in Deuteronomy chapter 17. Even so, the Talmud also emphasizes that even though at present the Lost Ten Tribes are considered legally as having the same status as Gentiles, they are destined to return and are destined to reunite with Judah. The lost ten tribes in prophecy are frequently referred to as Ephraim. Ephraim was the leading tribe of the tribes of Israel. It was from the tribe of Ephraim that Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, came. Jeroboam was the first king of the lost ten tribes after they separated from Judah. After they broke away and formed their own kingdom, they were led by Jeroboam from the tribe of Ephraim. In chapter 28 of Isaiah, verse 11, the northern tribes of Israel in the future are condemned because of the drunkards of Ephraim. It also says that with stammering lips and another tongue will his people be addressed. Will God speak to his people? This indicates that they would forget their language, as indeed they did. Historically, it can be proven that the lost ten tribes, which Western Europe, in the British Isles, the prophet spoke frequently of and to the northern tribes. The prophet spoke to the ten tribes in their own time and in the future. They spoke unto the ten tribes in the latter days. We are now living in the end times, or at least in the period immediately before that. From the words of prophecy, it may be discerned exactly where the lost ten tribes are today. These indications of Scripture and of the Talmud and Midrashim that were based on scriptural traditions and scriptural exegesis on an understanding of the Hebrew language and of Scripture and in accordance with a tradition leading back and sustained by the prophets themselves, these scriptural verses may be understood another principle that we should take into account is that scripture is a whole, it's a whole body, and relating to certain specific events, certain specific conditions from different points of view. For instance, one prophecy may say the lost ten tribes are in the west. Another will say they are in the north. Another will say they are in the north and west. We should take all of these different accounts and indications together as one whole, as referring to one entity, according to the context, according to a simple common sense, an open mind, and an effort to understand the Hebrew Scripture. We can obtain a general sense of direction as to where the main body of the lost ten tribes will be in the end times, according to the Bible. And we don't have to accept it straight away. We should just note it, take note of it, and continue our research, continue our learning, and see how additional information builds up and confirms these conclusions of ours. Hosea in chapter 11, verse 9 to 10 says, I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of you. God is within you. And I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, and the children shall tremble from the west. According to the context, as you can see for yourself by looking in the Bible, in this case, the lost tribes, Ephraim, is being addressed, and he's being spoken to as being in the west. And this is confirmed by rabbinical commentary. For instance, Targum Yonatan and others. It was also prophesied that the lost ten tribes would be in the north. Jeremiah the prophet spoke of the lost ten tribes in the north country. As it says in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 18, in those days the house of Judah shall walk with, actually in Hebrew, the words may be understood as saying shall walk unto. To all events it says, as translated, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. In other words, the Jews and the house of Israel being the lost ten tribes of Israel. The Judah and the lost ten tribes of Israel being two separate entities. They shall come together, as Jeremiah says, they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. Look it up. Jeremiah is here saying that the lost in tribes in the end times will come from the land of the north. Once again, Jeremiah chapter 16 verses 14 to 15 says, therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, and it shall no more be said, the Lord lives, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord lives, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he hath driven them, and will bring them again unto their land that I gave unto their fathers. So we see here, once more, the lost in tribes in the end times will return from the land of the north. And in addition, they will return from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. So we see here that the north land, the land of the north, is the principal area. It is the principal fact. It is the principal region from which the lost in tribes will return, from where they will emerge. But there are other regions as well. From these other regions as well, so too will those members of the lost ten tribes who are in them return. Once more in Jeremiah 31, verses 8 to 10, it says, behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the women with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return hither. And they shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way. For I am a father wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O you nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. And say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. To the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. These verses that we have just read are very powerful. Jeremiah speaks to northern Israel, headed by Ephraim. It refers to a great company of people, a great number of people. Isles afar off, isles of the sea, islands, and coastlands places by the sea. It connects Ephraim with all of these areas. It says that he that scattered Israel would gather him. Most Lost Ten Tribes nations are adjacent to coastlands. Their borders are on the shores of the sea. Important sections of them are in Ireland, such as Ireland, Britain, Australia, New Zealand. As we said, the borders of nearly all of them are on the shores of the sea, with perhaps one exception, Switzerland. There are a certain portion of the Lost Ten Tribes, a not insignificant number, are to be found amongst the Swiss, and that is the only landlocked area out of all the nations in which the Lost Ten Tribes can be traced to. The Lost Ten Tribes are recorded as being in islands, or as in islands of the sea. Islands of the sea in Hebrew means E-Ayam. This is an expression used in Isaiah and the other prophets. E-Ayam meaning islands of the sea, and also meaning the islands of the west, to the west of the land of Israel. We saw above in Jeremiah 31:9-10 that where Jeremiah says, "I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles, islands, afar off. And say, he that scattered Israel would gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock." So here we have, already we have here in these verses, the west, the north, and islands, all connected up and all linked together, and all concerning the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel, and where they will be in the end times, from which areas they will return. Other biblical verses confirm this, say, repeat it, and give us additional information and details that can help us confirm whatever conclusions we wish to draw. Isaiah is a frequent source for these verses. Isaiah spoke quite often and in quite some detail concerning the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. Isaiah 24:15 says, "Glorify the Lord in the fires, the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea." Isaiah 42:4 says, "The isles shall wait for his law." Isaiah 51:4-5 says, "Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will bring my judgment to rest for the light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they rest." Lost Ten Tribes in the isles of the sea are also connected with a place called Tarshish. Look it up. Isaiah 69, where it says, "Who are these that fly as a cloud and as doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord your God, and the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you." This verses speaks concerning the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, returning from afar, returning from the isles. They're returning as a cloud and as doves to their windows. In other words, they're returning through the sky by plane. And they're also being brought back, according to these verses, in ships of Tarshish. This, according to the biblical commentary, traditions and history, ships of Tarshish refers to ships plying the Atlantic Ocean. They will come back from the Atlantic Ocean area. Historically, Tarshish referred to a major port, a city named Tarsus or Tartessus, located on the southwest coast of Spain, close to Gibraltar. Tartessus once said was part of a maritime domain, an empire ruled by the sea, connected by ships and by seafaring merchants and administrators, centered in southwest Spain but also had outlets in Britain and in Gaul, in other words in France and Belgium of today. This has been explained in our works, and we are conducting ongoing research into the subject, details of which we publish from time to time in our books and on our email discussion group, in various articles, and in works that, God willing, will in the future see the light of day. In Psalms chapter 72 verse 10, it says, referring to the kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring offering. The king, it mentions the kings of Tarshish and of the isles. It links them together. Aramaic translation of these verses that was approved by the Talmudic sages says that the kings of Tarshish refers, and of the isles, refers to islands in the oceanic sea, Yam Okeanos, meaning in their terminology, the Atlantic Ocean. It follows that the isles mentioned in association with Tarshish and with Israel in the last days, that these isles are the islands of Britain, North America, and the coastland of Northwest Europe. The verse says that in the future the sons of Israel from the isles are going to return in ships of Tarshish, meaning ships belonging to Britain or to the USA. But there will be ships flying, ships that travel on the Atlantic Ocean, from the Atlantic Ocean, and who will be used by Ephraim and by the sons of Israel, who will return from the isles, from areas in that region. We have already traced the exile of northern Israelites, represented by Ephraim, to the isles of the sea, to the north and to the west, and to Tarshish, meaning the Atlantic Ocean area, in just these three few verses that we have quoted so far. Other verses of the Bible connect the exile of Israel with colonial expansion. Isaiah chapter 49 verses 1 to 12 contains a very important passage that brings together various signs of identification that otherwise are scattered throughout the other books of prophecy. But Isaiah brings them together in one section where they are linked up with each other and can be related to as a whole. This segment of Isaiah in rabbinical literature, such as the Talmud, Midrashim, and in the Zohar, speaking about the lost 10 tribes of Israel. The simple meaning of the passage also would lead us in this direction. It would lead us to tentatively identify the group spoken of as referring to the northern Israelites who had lost their identity, who had been lost, who were the lost 10 tribes of Israel. But it, so we would already perhaps reach this conclusion from the simple meaning of the passage, but it helps to have another opinion, other opinions of people who were greater than ourselves, who knew more than we do, and who are respected as authorities by some of the greatest minds that have ever existed. Isaiah says in this passage, "Listen, O isles, unto me. You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified." It goes on, "To bring Jacob again unto him, to raise up the tribes of Israel, and to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you as a light unto the nations, that you may be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. And I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people." Covenant of the people in Hebrew is Brit Am, B-R-I-T-A-M. Brit, covenant, Am, people. Brit Am. Lost 10 tribes would be a Brit Am. It goes on, "For the purpose of establishing the earth, to inherit the waste places. Behold, these shall come from afar, and know these from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinim." So we now have a few additional points of identification of possible geographic location. We have the expression Brit Am, covenant of the people, linked together with the task or destiny that involved to establish the earth, to inherit the desolate heritages. Desolated heritages. Areas of desolation that may have been settled in the past, but relatively speaking, no longer were. This suggests colonialism. It suggests the settlement of regions that at the time of settlement were relatively underpopulated. Such places could well include North America, Australia, and even South Africa, since at the time when the Dutch and British entered that area, many of the black peoples who now are dominant in that region were also moving in. At the time it was underpopulated, and there was a vacuum that was being fulfilled by two different groups. Isaiah, as we saw, also said that, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that you may be my salvation unto the ends of the earth." A light to the nations. This means some type of humanizing or civilizing influence. Some type of historical task, a manifest destiny connected with the ends of the earth. This expression, ends of the earth, is frequently in the Bible associated with lost end times and their future location in the end times. Ends of the earth, when you take the land of Israel as being the center of the earth, the center of the continental masses, and also the center of the world in the biblical sense, as mentioned by Ezekiel 38:12, where he says, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. These words, the midst of the land, refer to the land of Israel. The Hebrew here says Tabor Aaretz, and literally, in a literal translation, this would mean the belly button of the world. Tabor means belly button. I don't know what the polite word for this physical feature of ours is. The belly button is the center. Aaretz is the world. And that is a definition of the land of Israel according to the Bible. The land of Israel is in the center of the earth. If you look at a map, you will see that nearly all the nations of Britain identifies as, to a substantial degree, having a significant number of the descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes amongst them, that nearly all of these nations are at the geographical extremities of the world. They are, literally speaking, at the ends of the earth when you take the land of Israel as being the center of the earth. Even in an absolutely literal sense, the region directly opposite the land of Israel is Alaska. Turn, look it up in a globe. Take a globe and see which region is opposite. But Alaska, by extension, meaning all of North America. But all lands, all the countries where we trace a good portion of Lost Ten Tribes as being in today, all of them are the geographical extremities of the earth, of the world, when you measure out from the land of Israel. Of Australia, at the end, a geographical extremity in the southeast. New Zealand, even more at the end. You also have South Africa. You have North America, Britain, Holland, Belgium, France, Scandinavia. All of these areas in which the Lost Ten Tribes are to be found are at the ends of the earth. Isaiah said that Israel would be a light to the Gentiles. Isaiah 49 verses 5 to 12. We find the expressions, though Israel be not gathered, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to store the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for the light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the end of the earth. And here too we have the end of the earth connected with the tribes of Jacob. And in our opinion, despite all the faults, all the mistakes, corruption, even evil deeds that the Anglo-Saxon and related peoples may have committed, and here too we have to take things into the historical context and the situation that prevailed at the time, even so we do not deny that these peoples had faults and still have them, as we well know. Nevertheless, relatively speaking, from the point of view of Gentiles, of nations, of entities finding their way out of the world corruption, of emerging from a barbaric past, from a dark ages that was imposed upon them, we find that, relatively speaking, these peoples have been the most enlightened nations that ever treaded the face of this planet.